Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, recording at our studio in East County. Today, my very special guest is Teresa Rosiak. She is a candidate running for the Lemon Grove City Council, one of four candidates vying for two seats. Teresa is a native of Lemon Grove, where she's lived for over 50 years. She is a healthcare credentialing specialist for a major healthcare corporation locally, and she's the past president of the Lemon Grove Chamber of Commerce. She's also been involved in charitable efforts feeding families in need and the homeless. Teresa, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's a privilege being here.
I always like to ask challengers, why are you running for this office?
Well, I have a four-word answer, and it is, I want to serve. I feel that I've been attending the city council meetings since 1995. I do know what concerns the residents have, and I have real solutions that I hope to be able to put into place.
Very good. One of the issues that I know you've told me is near and dear to your heart is crime and public safety. Now, you know, the council members will tell you, and it's accurate, that statistically, Lemon Grove is safer than most of the other East County cities, except for Santee. The crime rate, you know, is lower. But that doesn't tell the whole story. Now, you've had a very personal experience with crime. Tell our listeners what happened.
Well, crime is never low enough until you are a victim. And my oldest daughter, sorry to get choked up.
Yeah, I understand.
My oldest daughter was abducted into human trafficking in Lemon Grove, and she was human trafficked for approximately a year and a half.
What a nightmare. How old was she, and how did it happen?
She was 21, and she went to a party, and she was abducted from the party at gunpoint. Mm. And, you know, had no clue where she was, you know, filed all the, you know, reports and worked with, you know, as best we could with the authorities.
Now, you told me that you had a very clever way in which you were able to get a message to her. This might be useful for other people out there listening if they've ever had a child who's abducted. What did you do?
Well, her phone was never turned off, her cell phone. So I would constantly try to reach her or, you know, leave messages. And during the period of time, I was in the process of moving. And so I left a message stating that, you know, what our new address was and that I was going to leave a key under a certain area at the house so that if she ever, you know, came home, I would be able to, you know, she would be able to rather get into the house.
So she did. I understand that she came back and then her abductor followed her and broke into the house while she was there. How did that get solved?
When she got into the house, you know, she was on the phone with 911 trying to get help. And he broke my front window near my door and came through and noticed that she was on the phone and started to, you know, beat her up again. Mm. So luckily, the authorities, you know, came, and he was taking her out of the house, and that's where they saw them. And
so they were able to arrest him.
And they arrested him, correct.
Wow. But he only went to jail for a very short period of time, I
correct,
understand.
5 days.
Unbelievable. They couldn't 5 days. Charge him for anything more with all of that?
No, unfortunately. And, you know, they did try. The detectives in Lemon Grove were incredible. Homeland Security was incredible. But, you know, you have to have a real closed case in order to send somebody to jail.
Well, we're glad that your daughter is out of that horrible situation now, but what is the lesson learned? If you were elected to the city council, what more can or should be done to protect young girls, and I suppose young boys too, from this sort of predation going on? You've told me that Lemon Grove, although the overall crime rate is not bad, When it comes to human trafficking, it's a staggering statistic. Can you share that?
Yes, and thank you very much. Human trafficking is not only women, it is, you know, men too. They can be boys, they can be men. Lemon Grove and Spring Valley in the nation has the highest human trafficking statistics and numbers. And it's just amazing in our backyard that this is, you know, happening.
If you were elected to the city council, what more can and should the city council in Lemon Grove be doing to try to address this issue and protect the residents against this sort of nightmare?
Well, one thing is I think that the city council should collaborate with the junior highs and with the high schools and make a presentation to the children stating, you know, what the key signs, what they should be looking for. If this happens, what to do? Because prevention is everything. And education is power for these people. We need to take back, you know, the power.
Absolutely. What about the enforcement side of the equation?
Well, I have always said that Lemon Grove does not have enough police protection.
Now, Lemon Grove does spend about 78% of its total budget on law enforcement, outsourcing that to the sheriff's department, which is very high. How do you improve law enforcement, you know, get more of it, when the city is facing a fiscal crisis?
Well, 78% is for the police and the fire. So now how I would combat it is 68 cents of every dollar that is spent by our residents is spent out of Lemon Grove, because we do not have what you want to buy, or we do not have the restaurant that you want to go to.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Now, you're a former president of the Chamber of Commerce. Everybody talks about, you know, we need to increase the tax base for Lemon Grove, which doesn't have a shopping mall. They don't have big car dealers like some of the other cities do. So what would your plan be to increase the revenues and attract new businesses to the area?
Well, we need to see, again, where people are spending their money out of Lemon Grove. We can do, you know, a survey, anything to get those numbers. It's very, very easy. And once that's determined, then we need to go and seek out those businesses. We need to go to the corporate offices of those businesses and say, we would like you to come to Lemon Grove and to service the needs of our residents.
Good point. Now, are there particular types of businesses that you would most like to see come into Lemon Grove?
Well, in Lemon Grove, we have very, very few restaurants, mm-hmm. and I mean sit-down type restaurants. We have a lot of fast food,
right,
but not a lot of sit-down restaurants.
Not like, say, La Mesa, where they've got this burgeoning Restaurant Row going on.
Correct. If you would like to buy clothing in Lemon Grove, it's very, very difficult because we don't have very many clothing stores.
Yeah.
So it's everything that they go out of Lemon Grove for, we want to bring to Lemon Grove so that we keep that 68 cents and can use that towards our financial problems.
There you go. Now, there was a proposal. Actually, there were a couple of proposals that the Lemon Grove Council recently considered and decided not to put on the ballot for citizens to weigh in. There were a couple of different tax measures, I think a sales tax, some other things, one that would have taxed the marijuana dispensaries. Do you see any sort of tax proposals as a possible part of the mix to solving the city's fiscal crisis?
No, I will not vote on any type of tax increases whatsoever. I think we need to clean house in the city itself before we start raising anybody's taxes. And there's some residents that they are on the poverty level and they could not afford a tax increase. And I will not do that to the residents of Lemon Grove.
Okay. There has been some talk about the city considering unincorporated. That's a long process, but potentially exploring going back to control by the county and not being a city anymore. What are your views on that?
Well, I think that we need to do the research and see just what disincorporation, what we have to do it, what it takes. We need to do our homework.
Do you think it's at the point yet, or do you think that trying first to bring new businesses in and simply make the city more viable economically should be done first?
Absolutely. I think that we need to get down to work.
Let's talk about a few more issues. I know that when candidates walk precincts, they always tell me people are concerned about infrastructure, potholes, and sidewalks. Do you have anything to say on that issue?
Well, yes, I do, and it is a major concern with the residents in Lemon Grove. And there is a website that the residents can go see, and it will show what streets are next in line to be repaired. But it is not being done quickly enough.
Is that because of budget constraints?
Absolutely.
I know we've heard that with the measure that's on the ballot statewide that would repeal the gas tax, that Lemon Grove could lose about $1 million that's targeted for street repairs right now. Do you have thoughts on that?
Well, I am voting yes on the gas tax.
So, on repealing the gas tax.
On repealing the gas tax, absolutely. Because, again, our residents cannot afford an additional $600 or $700 out of their pockets.
Speaking of affordability, affordable housing is an issue facing really all of California and certainly all the cities in our region here in San Diego. What are your views on balancing the demand for more housing, especially affordable housing, versus the community character concerns that some people have with high rises and parking and so forth? Where do you see that balance being in Lemon Grove?
Well, that's a very difficult thing to balance. And Lemon Grove, we do need affordable housing. Absolutely. Every city, you know, needs to have more because we're just not meeting the need. But we have to use smart thinking when it comes to making these types of decisions, not knee-jerk reactions. And the Lemon Grove City Council put the Planning Commission back into effect. So I would like to collaborate with the Planning Commission and have, you know, workshops so that we meet the needs of the residents, but also hear the concerns of the residents.
Okay. Another issue in Lemon Grove is marijuana dispensaries. Now, the voters legalized medicinal marijuana dispensaries a couple of years ago. There's been a lot of controversies with, you know, which ones should get approved and where, and all kinds of drama on the council over that. The city of La Mesa is looking at excise taxes on marijuana dispensaries, and also their council is actually considering legalizing recreational marijuana. They see this as a possible solution to their budget and forestalling what they view as sometimes poorly crafted voter initiatives. You know, they're being sued, I guess, over placement of a dispensary due to some vague language in a voter initiative on medical marijuana. But what are your views on the whole marijuana issue, how to address the whole controversy over marijuana dispensaries?
Well, in 2016, I was against the legalization of marijuana. Since then, I have had to evolve and had to change my way of thinking because it did become legalized.
Right.
I think that the process that is currently in place for the city of Lemon Grove needs to be revamped, because it is not a fair process. I do not think that adding more fees and taxes to the medical marijuana dispensaries is the answer. These dispensaries, when they come in and they, you know, go through our process, they pick a site, they're spending thousands of dollars.
True. So you're saying that it needs to be fair to all of the applicants so they know what to expect and that all applicants are treated basically equally.
Absolutely. And applicants are not being treated equally as it stands right now.
Who are your major endorsements from for your candidacy, Teresa?
Well, the Republican Party of San Diego has endorsed me, and I am very, very proud to say that the Deputy Sheriff's Association has endorsed me.
Where can people find out more information about your candidacy?
Well, I have an email. It is teresa.roziak, R-O-S-I-A-K, 2018@gmail.com, if they would like to contact me. Also, I am in the process of doing my social media.
And you can go to eastcountymagazine.org, and we're going to be posting in the next week or so podcast interviews of all four of the candidates that are running for the Lemon Grove City Council. And listeners, if you just tuned in, we are speaking with Teresa Roziak, who is a candidate for the Lemon Grove City Council. Teresa, I'm going to let you have the last word today. What else would you like our listeners to know about you and your candidacy?
Well, I'm a hard worker, and I believe so much in transparency, and I do not feel that that's what the residents are getting at this point.
Now, one other thing. I understand that you are also on the ballot as a candidate for the Grossmont Cuyamaca Community College District. Is a candidate able to hold both of those offices at one time, or how does that work?
Several months ago, at the last election, I was on the ballot, and it's called the Grossmont Cuyamaca Community College District Trustee Area 5.
It's you and Brad Monroe in the race.
Correct, and we were the top vote getters. So it's a runoff on the November ballot. And I did contact the Registrar of Voters prior to filing my paperwork for the Lemon Grove City Council, and they told me after research that there was no conflict of interest, so that I would be able to be on the ballot twice for each position.
Okay, and if elected, you could hold both positions. Teresa, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to join us today on the East County Magazine show on KNSJ.
Thank you very much. And again, it's been a pleasure. And I want to commend you on all your work and efforts with regards to East County. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you very much. That's very nice to hear, Teresa.